This is The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
On The Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, or at Umpqua Community College, just ahead of the Douglas County Town Hall with U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley. Senator, what's it like to do these in person again?
Oh, it is so great. After 2 years of being in Zoom land, I get to be face-to-face with folks, and I know people have a lot of challenges that built up. We've got the housing challenge. We've got so many people dealing with the children being affected by COVID and the closing of some of the schools and just a lot of stuff. So I'm touring the state to hear what people have to say.
So at the beginning of the year here, as things are getting underway in Congress, what are your particular priorities, things that you would like to particularly focus on in 2023?
Well, a big issue this year is the agricultural bill. It's redone every 5 years, and this is the year to do it. It's very bipartisan. We'll be working very hard with the House and our colleagues across the aisle. And we have a lot of specialty ag in Oregon that isn't represented well by, if you will, by the Midwest, where they have massive soybeans and so on as corn and so forth. So I really try to bring everything to bear for Oregon ag and try to get the best results.
So in Oregon, when we look at agriculture, there's so much going on. What about the wine industry and how you feel like it's doing?
It's been amazing. I could not believe when I came back home to Oregon I came back in 91, how it had grown enormously. It almost didn't exist when I got out of high school and went away to college. And I must say the whole world has woken up to the fact that Oregon has the best Pinot on the planet.
Let's talk about some of the things right now going on around the world. What about the Ukraine conflict?
We have a situation where a horrific dictator, Putin, out of the KGB, wanted to re-expand Russia, put his big mark on the world, and that meant this ruthless assault. He is shelling housing, he's shelling hospitals, he's shelling schools. It's massive war crimes left and right. His soldiers have gone in and just assassinated people in towns. And we have to stand with the people of Ukraine that have been so deliberate about maintaining their republic, their freedom of press, their freedom of assembly, things that we identify with enormously. We cannot let this horrific dictator crush Ukraine.
Are you concerned on the financial end of what the U.S. has put out?
Yes, it is a big ticket. But I'll tell you, if not standing with the people, we'll be in all kinds of trouble in the future. Let's take, for example, Taiwan. If China looks at us and says, hey, they couldn't stand with Ukraine, we can get away with conducting war and overrunning Taiwan. It's just all kinds of assault on peace and democratic-loving, democracy-loving people around the world. We have to stand with the people of Ukraine.
The past year or so, we've been dealing with a lot of inflationary issues. Talk about how that's impacting things.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll give you two examples. In the housing world, the prices have been driven up by the hedge funds. Millionaires, billionaires put their money into these funds, and then they compete with ordinary homeowners. So I'm proposing that we kick the hedge funds out of the home business. Houses should be homes for families, not a profit center for Wall Street. And I'm sure I'll get some questions about housing here because it happens at every town hall. And I think people understand that you can't afford a home if you're competing against the billionaires to buy it. And another factor on the cost of gas, the oil companies work as kind of a oligopoly. A few big five all working together, setting the prices, gouging us at the pump. I did the math on their profits. And if you take all the oil companies in America, not just the big five, but the rest, you're talking about profits that equal about $2 per gallon. So if there was real competition, that would not be the case. So we have to do more in antitrust and take on these very powerful corporations that are ripping us off.
Talk about education coming on this end of the pandemic and the impact on kids, but also just how long we can continue the increased funding streams to schools to look back at the pandemic.
Well, it's different in different parts of the states because schools had different policies, but wherever the kids were out for a substantial amount of time, there is a lot of increased social issues, mental health issues, and because it, kids are getting their brains wired in a critical time, and sitting home on a computer screen is not what we're designed to do. And so the teachers, therefore, are also really faced a lot of burnout. A lot of them quit. A lot of substitute teachers, shortage of teachers. So it is going to be, I think our kids are going to be marked by this period as they work their way through the education system. And I'm really hear from the schools the need for more school counselors. So I've introduced the Primary and Secondary School Counseling Act to fund counselors for Title I schools, that's the poor schools, and help them have that support for their children.
As we wrap up here, as you head back to Washington, D.C., what are the big agenda items for you next?
Well, apart from the ag bill, housing is a really huge issue all over the country. As we think about the bill for this coming year, that is the spending bill, the spending act, doing a lot more on housing is critically important. There were some good things that happened last year, the Inflation Reduction Act, a significant investment in infrastructure in America with the Bipartisan Infrastructure Act. We've got to implement those bills effectively, make sure the money is spent wisely, but we also have to look at the fact that when it comes to housing and education and health care, there's still a lot of folks who are hurting that we need to do better by.
All right, U.S. Senator Jeff Merkley, thanks for being on with us.
Hey, thanks so much. Pleasure to be with you.
And again, that recorded on Saturday night just ahead of the town hall at Umpqua Community College, our morning conversation for today.